you wrapped about the buildings around the farm and sort of things you had. What sort of buildings did you have? Do you have here around here?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, I just have a little shed out there to put some corn in, so.
Yeah.
And what old lady calls them junk houses right there, two of them. She got it full of boxes and fresh ones hanging up.
What do you call all that stuff? Just a
junk run.
Yeah.
She got, I don't know how many pasteboard boxes. I tell her, I said, what you bring all that stuff in here? Look like Phil McGee's closet when you open the door. It fall out on you. Well, when I want a box, I got one.
Who's Phil McGee?
You know, it's cold television. You know, did you hear that? Phil McGee and Molly?
I missed that. Yeah, I didn't see that. I guess I
was. He used to call the radio. He'd say, well, Molly, I'm going to fix that clothing phone these days. Yeah, you can go out there now. There's so many boxes you can't hardly get in the door. They're just empty boxes. You know, she wants one for something. Why? She's got it. She's going to have to run to town to get it.
Place where you might keep your cattle or.
Don't have any cattle now.
Yeah.
No, when I had one, I had a pasture right there where you see a little corn patch. Where, you know, I was coming down the side of the road, right out there, had a pasture there.
Fenced in?
Mm-hmm. I got rid of the cow and planted in corn, feed the chickens.
Yeah. Used to raise cow?
No, we just had a milk cow. Just for our own use.
Tell me about milking. Is your milk?
Yeah. I'll milk them when you got them.
Where would you milk them?
Huh?
Where would you milk them?
Out there in the barn.
Yeah.
Just set your bucket down there and take your hen and go to milking.
Did you have a place where you'd milk them? Any special place? Or?
No, just anywhere there was out there in the lot.
You'd milk them in the lot?
Yeah. You know, in the barnyard or the feed.
And what would you say to a cow when you
saw?
Well, they wouldn't kick the bucket up. What would you milk them in?
In a what they call a gallon pail.
Tin.
Mm.
You got big at the top and little at the bottom.
Yeah.
When you milk them, what was the first thing you do with the milk?
You bring it in the house. Drain it. I didn't that. You know what that is right there?
No. Now that milk.
That's a churn.
Yeah.
All right. You strain it and put it in there, and you let it sit there till the clabbered.
Yeah.
And then you had a top. I don't know what the top is for this thing.
Yeah.
It went in here, and it had a hole in the center of it, and you had a thing you call a dasher.
Uh-huh.
You work that up and down that way until it comes to butter.
Did you ever make any kind of cheese out of the clay?
No, we never did make any cheese out of it.
Folks, did you ever have any of that?
I've seen it.
What was that?
I don't know what they call it, but it was cheese. That's what's called cheese. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, they drip it and they put it maybe in some kind of cloth and let all the milk drip out of it.
I don't know how you fixed the damn stuff.
Yeah. Curds and what, clabber cheese or anything like that?
I hear them talking about cheddar cheese now. I don't know whether it's made that way or not. How did they make it?
Now if you kept your butter too long, what would happen to it?
It would get rag. You'd have to throw it away.
Yeah.
Get, you know, well, some butter that you'd make would be, according to what you feed your cow, it'd be white. And some of it would be yellow.